Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, the show that takes a deep dive into the drinks that you love, and is also the number three comedy podcast on planet Earth.
Wow.
Yeah, baby.
We should talk about that more. We should say that every time.
I tell everybody.
I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hi.
And Tim Galbagas.
The number one host of the number three podcast. We're talking about, this is a Emmy-nominated TV writer, two-time WGA nominee. What is up, Tim Galbagas?
Wow.
Wow.
That's cool.
It's kind of like the Bulls coming out on the court.
I got to bring more to the table.
Yeah, I got to bring a little more pizzazz.
Yeah. I mean, my credentials, my resume. I got to beef that thing.
A little fanfare wouldn't hurt.
A full beef. So I need to address this. You might hear, the listener might hear some rattling. That my heater, the metal on my heater is rattling. I don't know what to tell you.
Don't apologize for it, you know?
I'm not apologizing. You're right. I won't apologize. It's loud and proud.
My man's got to be warm.
I think it's too hot in here, but the building thinks otherwise.
Oh, okay.
Here's what I wanted to bring up just in our shit chat section of the show.
Here we go.
Uh-huh.
What? You know, we all know that... fucking A, what the hell's his name? He's the rapper with the, we've done an episode on him. He's a Bud Light sponsor.
Post
Malone. What did he look like before he had the short hair? Did he have dreads? What did he have?
Braids?
Like
braids. Yes. I couldn't picture it.
Because you had mentioned right before we started recording, you had something you wanted to ask us, and then you said you'll save it for the pod.
It was pressing.
What did Post Malone used to look like?
I couldn't remember his name, and what did he look like?
A guy Mike didn't know got a haircut, and he just wanted some clarity.
What it used to look like. Not living in the present at all. So, that's my contribution. Let's see, what'd that cover, about 15 minutes? Let's move on.
My shit chat I wanted to bring up is... I noticed this most over New Year's, but it's keeping going. Have you guys noticed that we deserve a big pat on the back for being ahead of the curve on the champagne sabering?
I've seen a bunch of this.
It's really in the zeitgeist. And Jeff, I don't know. I think it was your idea for us to do our Patreon episode about it back in August. But I had seen sabering once in Hawaii years ago and forgot about it. And then we did our episode. And now... Fran said that there's an important plot point on the new season of Emily in Paris involves some sabrage. And then New Year's, there was this Instagram account of miniatures, like a little felt bottle of champagne was being sabered. And we got tagged hundreds of times on that.
Man.
And in general, people are just tagging me left and right in the art of sabrage.
I wonder if it's an algorithm thing. Like, we posted it and got a couple sent to us. So now the algorithm is like, these guys love champagne sabering.
They love sabrage.
Yeah, the algorithm's trying to figure me out because they're like, this guy doesn't follow sports. He doesn't understand finance or Bitcoin. What are we going to do with this guy? Give him champagne sabering.
He liked a sabering thing. Let's put that up.
I would like to think that we kind of we used our platform to shine a light on the art of sobriety.
Yeah.
Well, you got your finger on the pulse, Jeff. That's a, that was a good call.
Yeah, you got your thumb in the punt.
That's right. you know all the rappers' haircuts. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
You know, if I had to pick one iconic hairdo change of a pop star, I got to go with The Weeknd.
Mm, yeah, sure.
He lost that. You know, he had the palm dreads, and then he switched to the kind of puffy hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait. I'll sell you. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
No. I want to talk about Emily in Paris.
Okay. I was going to talk about Busta Rhymes cutting his dreadlocks.
Oh, yes.
It bummed me out the first time I saw Busta with a shaved head. I was like, oh. Well,
but I'll tell you, I love Busta. I like seeing bloated Busta. There's not enough big bloated guys out there that are not fat, but just sort of like baked, you know?
It also makes he's got like a lot of
he's like
yeast.
He was always made of dough, and then they kind of put him in the proofer. Yeah,
he is risen. But it sort of fits his voice too, because he was already like he had a real cannon of a voice, so you got to beef him up.
Bow wow like a dungeon dragon.
I'm gonna listen to him some more him soon.
I don't want you going into flip mode, Mike.
I won't.
No,
I won't.
You stay right here in this mode.
Mike mode. So what I was going to ask about Emily in Paris, I've never seen the show.
You got to, Mike.
Well, that's what I'm... People who watch it are like, this show's terrible. I watch every single episode. I hate watch it. And then, like, is Fran's talking about season two?
Yeah.
So she's watching season two of... Does she like it or not like it?
She, I believe, likes it. I mean, we'll have to have her on the show to set the record straight. But my understanding... I watched one episode in the middle of Jessica was watching it, and then I tuned in for one episode, and I was like, oh, this is one of these shows. It's like, yes, you can watch it if you're an adult, and yes, it's got sex and a little bit of raunch, but it's really aspirational for teenagers more so. Mm. Like, you know that serial killer show You on Netflix?
Yes.
You.
I watched that, and it was like very much for kids. Like, it's like... There's a lot of this stuff that you can't tell because it's on Netflix, but if it were broadcast, it would be on the CW, and you'd say,
right.
Yes.
I see.
Yep. I feel like Netflix specializes in that.
I don't care what people are, if the people like Emily in Paris or not. I'm just curious as to if it is a good show or if it's a hate watch show. And hey, look, I've hate watched stuff. I enjoy it.
I think that in general... I'm gonna say in general, not directed at anyone in particular, but I would say it's a show.
Yeah, I'm over here like, attention.
I think that if I had to guess, I think it's a show for people. They're supposed to sincerely enjoy it, and they are stupid people.
Ah.
Oh.
Interesting.
Tim, that just sounds cynical to me.
Yeah, well, look, they're dumb, and me, I'm reading the works of Sir Oscar Wilde and laughing my ass off.
Oh.
Well, you know, Phil Collins is not doing so well. I think well, that's his daughter. You know, his daughter is the star of Emily in Paris.
Oh.
Yes.
Huh.
I'll tell you what. Jessica interviewed her years ago, and I didn't put it together that now she's a big star.
Wait, what's her name?
Emily.
Emily.
Emily. No.
En Paris.
Lily Collins?
That sounds about right.
Yeah,
we
sure
don't know. Ah, I don't know.
My dad was telling me about this Phil Collins thing, but then he also he said it was he didn't have the name right. So I don't know if this is true information. So don't take it from me.
I think that Phil Collins is at an age where it would make sense if he's not doing so well. But we're praying for you, Phil. Hey, speaking of Phil, I love the drum Phil in the air tonight.
Different spelling.
Yeah,
different spelling. Jeff, you were about to start talking.
No. Well, I forgot. Before we do that, we have a little beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep.
Oh my!
Beep, beep, beep. I'm up here. Beep, 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 beep.
Join me down here. Hit it.
Booze news. I got a bad case of cracking up. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of cracking up. I hope I can, like, you know, totally crack up. So I haven't, like, totally cracked up in a long time.
It's Booze News, your freaky deaky little bastard boys.
Oh,
little
very
bastard
good.
Boys.
Wow, that was good.
That theme was by Condre Three Stacks. And if you have a Booze News theme, send it to the Sloppy Boys Podcast at gmail.com. I mean, I love hearing the crack up kid, but even more so, if you're attuned to GarageBand on Apple computers, you would have recognized the metronome sound was left in, was ticking ticking through those
clips.
I heard that, but I didn't know what it was.
You know what that theme reminded me of? Before we get into the actual news, which I know is very important, you guys are familiar with Lights, Camera, Jackson?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you seen the incredible clip where he reviews Doctor Strange?
I just resent it to you recently, didn't
yes,
I?
Yes, you sent it to me like a week or two ago.
Every once in a while, I remember it and send it out.
He's looking dead in the camera, smiling, thinking he's like, he's got a good one. And he goes, doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of Doctor Strange.
The perfect play on words.
I think if you just look up Lights, Camera, Jackson, Doctor Strange, it's the best.
I'm going to slug Doctor it at the end Strange. Of this episode.
God, it's like if you're a doctor, if you're going to do a tweak on that thing, it's like Doctor Strange is the doctor. You're talking to him. Ooh. Where to start?
Where to start?
Okay. We have booze news here that's going to blow your hair back. But it also might piss you off a little bit because it's the type of booze news that pains me to report.
That's good for engagement, though, Tim. It's okay. We can take it.
Well, if the engagement is through the roof, I'll be laughing all the way to the bank on this one. But there is a new flavor of Bud Light seltzer coming.
No!
And we just were like, well, we couldn't even fucking find the holiday ugly sweater pack. And then now they're doing sour. We don't really care. And we were kind of off the train. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, just when I thought we were out, they pulled us back in. Because the next flavor variety is the Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda Variety Pack.
I did see this. Yes.
And these are malt beverages and their flavors are classic cola, cherry cola, citrus soda, and orange soda, and I want to try them.
Me too.
Those sound like they could be winners because they're doing something normal.
So citrus, we're thinking Mountain Dew or 7-Up.
I would say Sierra Mist.
I think that orange is going to be good. I think that cherry Coke is going to be good. Cherry cola.
Here's what I'm going to be doing is using these instead of soda as my liquor mixers and double up the booze and get extra drunk.
Oh, shit.
Liquor mixer.
That's a great idea, especially with that cherry Coke.
Hey, did I tell you guys about this drink that I invented somewhat recently? I'm calling it a Calpe Cordial. And it's spiced rum, like a Captain Morgan or a Sailor Jerry, spiced rum and cherry cola. And it's so good. I'll even put a little splash of amaretto on top just for kicks.
Well, you're such an amaretto freak. I'm not surprised.
It's true. Guilty as charged.
Yeah, sir. I'm surprised that wasn't the main spirit.
Stop.
I told you guys, one time I went to go see the fireworks in New Hampshire, and I had some Captain Morgans in my Coca-Cola. And as we entered the fireworks, the cops were smelling the drinks. And he took a whiff and he said, "Vanilla Coke, good choice." And I went in and I watched the fireworks.
He knew, right?
He knew.
He knows.
I always thought, when I was a kid, I thought Captain's was like an adult drink.
It is.
And now it's like, I feel like it's for college kids or teens or something.
No, not necessarily.
I mean, it's definitely one of the first ones I had. Like, I knew Captain before I knew what spiced rum was. I was like, oh, you got to have a Captain. And I guess the only other one I've really had is like Sailor Jerry. And then there's like dark ones like Kraken and stuff like that.
Why are they all nautical? Oh, because of that's where rum is from.
Rum is from
the ocean.
The sea.
It's all like Sailor Jerry. And what's the other one? Admiral Nelson.
Oh, yeah, the knockoff Captain Morgan, Admiral Nelson. Oh, I love, we should do it like a special episode about all the bottom shelf.
Yeah,
ooh,
we should be like,
oh, this one's First Mate Pete.
I have some booze news.
Hit it.
This was sent in from my mom. She sent me the, it's like a word she found called Zymergy. Have you ever heard that word?
I've not heard.
Zymergy.
I'm going to click to play it so we can get this, how it's pronounced.
Zymergy.
And what it is, I lost my thing here. Okay. The study or practice of fermentation in brewing, winemaking, or distilling.
Why not just call it fermentation?
Well, it's like, the study or practice.
Okay. Guys, sounds like we're going back to school.
Examples of Zymergy in a sentence. Zach loved experimenting with new Zymergy techniques. The distillery often offered Zymergy classes as part of its facility tour.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Popularity over time got huge in 1976.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like the pandemic or something.
No.
What do you think? People were watching Jaws and they just, I guess, what got into Zymergy?
Jaws?
Wasn't that 1976?
76, right?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But yeah, like I feel like the fermentation game in food was really jumping off lately.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fermented tomatoes and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Zymergy. Interesting.
Zymergy. So do we do like a word of the day?
I guess this is the one we do. The word of the day is Zymergy.
Zymergy.
So try to use it, folks. Go to a distillery and use it.
How about all three of us, before the end of this episode, we each have to casually use Zymergy in a...
Okay. Does mine count?
No, because no. That came from your mom.
Okay. So did I.
Stop.
Wrap it up, Jeff.
That's it for booze news?
Yep. Neighborhood cat.
That's right.
Question for you guys. Do you ever get friends and family saying, hey, you know what you should cover? And then saying a drink name?
I can't walk down the street without getting friends and family saying this to me.
I get friends and family just suggesting words of the day mostly.
Well,
yes. It's the lifestyle of a podcaster.
It is.
You're trying to just enjoy your life, but your family says, you got to do this. You got to do that.
I can help. Well, why don't you do a podcast then?
Well, see, that's normally my reaction. But in this one case, Brett Butler, our buddy from
Love Him,
Slow Children Crossing.
Sure.
C-Lab 2021.
Yep.
Hey, which, by the way, is... C-Lab is modern day now.
2021. Oh, wow, weird.
Hey, think about that.
I know, we're past it.
He said, you know what you got to try? The New York shrub.
Oh, shit.
I have not heard or had. This is exciting. I've never heard of a shrub.
I popped out of my seat when I saw the ingredients list.
Yeah.
Have you heard of a shrub, either of you?
It rung a bell, and I didn't know until I Googled. I was like, right, that's what a shrub is. I definitely had not heard New York shrub.
No.
I think I had heard of a shrub, but instantly dismissed the thought, you know?
Okay. I mean, I love shrubbery, of course, when I'm out in the garden.
Oh, we'll bring him a shrubbery. Oh, God, Monty Python, one of the greats.
Let's do some Monty Python quotes.
Yes.
I'm going to get into what a shrub is, because there's a lot of different shrubs.
We're not doing the Monty Python quotes.
Oh, you can we'll do it.
We each have to make one by the end of the episode.
Okay. By the end of the episode. We're going to have a big to-do list by the end of the episode.
Yeah.
A duck. That was mine. Continue.
The shrub. American version. Which, you know, okay. There's two different kinds of shrubs. There's the European version we're not going to get into. It's related to this one. This is the one you got to know. American shrub is a drink or cocktail made with a vinegared syrup, a.k.a. Yikes. A drinking vinegar. Oof. The term shrub is used for this vinegary base as well as the drinks prepared with it.
Unreal.
Wow.
Unreal. Vinegar.
vinegar.
So and these most shrubs are like non-alcoholic, I'm guessing, right? So it's just you're just drinking the.
Well, originally, in the colonies, people would use vinegar instead of citrus juice to preserve food, like other fruits and vegetables. You know, back in the day, it was like lime juice, lemon juice would be used to preserve stuff. When they didn't have that, they'd use vinegar.
Mm. So just pickle it?
Yeah, basically, like they would preserve berries. And then what would happen was they would take the vinegar from the berries that and it had basically been infused.
Yeah.
They add sugar or honey to it, and they would boil it down into a syrup. And then that syrup would be used to either add soda water to or alcohol to.
Huh.
And it became what we call a shrub. Now, it fell out of fashion once refrigeration came into the game.
Mm.
Understandably so. We're not doing that anymore. We don't have all this weird vinegar lying around. But then with the cocktail boom of like the 2010s, people are trying to find new interesting ways of making cocktails. They bring back the shrub.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
How can I gross my friends out?
And then, Tim, you're right. Recently, the shrub has been revitalized as a mocktail.
Oh.
Due to its complex flavors.
Interesting.
And its many fruit and vegetable offerings.
Very interesting indeed.
I love that.
Here's my question. Going back to the preserving the fruits. So you put your berries in vinegar,
mm-hmm.
and when you're ready to eat them, you take them out. You're going to eat, like, they wouldn't, what would they do with those?
Taste
those
like
are
vinegar.
Disgusting.
Yeah, my life was miserable back then. They didn't.
Okay, so that's the
and the people were not smart.
Ah,
not like us.
Yeah, not like us.
We are Zimmerologists.
Yes, yes.
Mm.
Now
that's Tim's. All right, Tim's is in.
Did I say it right? Hmm.
Zymergy.
Now this recipe requires us to make a reduction.
Done.
I did mine.
I just texted you something, but don't look at it just yet.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to talk about the recipe.
I'm going to look.
This recipe comes from SeriousEats.com.
Mm.
Love it.
Sirius Black. Harry Potter.
Half cup balsamic vinegar. But you're going to want to make that a reduction. Hold on.
Tim's looking at his text.
There's a better way to say
it. I'm still not allowed?
No, hold on.
He's still doing it. He's just looking right at it.
Well, what I was looking at was I wanted to see on SeriousEats.com, it says that this is from a place called Peels in New York by Jana Wolfson.
Hmm. Oh.
Interesting.
Hey, that should be said. Yeah.
Hey,
this was created by someone.
Jana Wolfson, come on the pod and defend yourself. If you're not too busy working at Peels Restaurant in New York City.
Ooh. So this was invented in the 2010s?
No, just the idea of a shrub was. Oh, no, okay. This was. Yes, yeah, this was.
Okay.
So you're going to want 1.5 ounces of rye, 3/4 ounce fresh lemon juice, 1/2 ounce simple syrup.
Mm.
And then you're going to want a tablespoon of balsamic reduction. Now, here's how you make that reduction. 1/2 cup of balsamic vinegar, not vinaigrette dressing.
Nice try, everybody.
Bring it to a boil. Simmer it for 10 minutes. Don't forget you set an alarm and let it burn.
Uh-oh.
Ah.
Then you're going to want to, use a teaspoon of that stuff once it comes down to room temp. But I just texted you guys my first attempt at a reduction.
Oh, my. Okay.
It's a big black sponge in the bottom of a burnt pot.
Oof.
I didn't know that a liquid could burn like this. That's pretty crazy.
It looks like lava rock. It looks like igneous rock.
Yeah.
And the smoke's coming off it.
How long was it in there for?
Oh, I was probably on there for like 20 minutes on low. I set an alarm, and then I was working on my computer, and when my alarm went off, I was like, what's that for? It must have been from yesterday, and just ignored it. And I went to the kitchen. It smelled like shit. And then in the pot was just this like foamy black sponge on the bottom of the pan. Ugh.
Yucko.
Nasty.
I've got a love-hate relationship with balsamic vinegar. I think I've probably bored you guys. Maybe I talked about it on Doughboys that I like balsamic vinegar, but I feel like the vinaigrette dressing was like really overused for a long time. You know,
it had like a moment.
Beigey gray on like spring mix salad. Like when we moved to LA and food was still bad, there was like so much balsamic vinaigrette being shoved down your throat. But then I bought a bottle of the vinegar for this, and I was like, oh yeah, I like this stuff. And I'm excited at the prospect of more like savory cocktails, you know?
Yeah, I'm very curious about what this is going to do. We finish the recipe, Jeff? What do we do once we have all this
oh,
stuff?
Oh, shit. God damn it. It's been a while since I introduced her.
So you just drink them separately? I drink a teaspoon of balsamic.
Yeah, drink the ingredients and then piss them out.
All right. You're going to like this, or I'm going to like this. To make the cocktail, pour rye, lemon, and syrup, and 1 bar spoon of reduction into a cocktail shaker. Fill with ice and shake well until chilled. Strain into ice-filled rocks glass.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, that's your thing.
Love that.
Shake on ice, pour onto fresh ice. That's the way to go.
No garnish, right?
No and garnish.
I'm getting... So then what makes this a New York... It's and Mike, you're in New York, so you could vouch for if this... When you taste this, let's see if it really captures the spirit of the city.
I will.
But I'm guessing what makes it a New York shrub is like... There are lots of shrubs, and some shrubs are not alcoholic or whatever. But this one, making it with rye, you're saying, you're in the city here, baby. We do things a little boozy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It also, this thing with its weird ingredients reminds me, I hate to say it. I don't want to say the words Trinidad Sour. I feel like that's going to jinx it.
Oh.
But it reminds me of a goddamn Trinidad Sour.
I could.
Well, there is going to be some complexity, I do believe.
Yeah.
I was wondering if it'll be sort of like the bull shot, which had the beef broth. This will have some kind of umami savory darkness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And lemon. Let's not forget the lemon.
What have we had that's like really similar to this? Like whiskey and lemon is almost a whiskey sour.
Right. Yeah. Like, so the non-vinegar ingredients, this would be a simple syrup, lemon and rye. That would be a whiskey sour. So now we're just putting the shrub twang on it.
Yeah.
But not very much, just a bar spoon.
Right.
Here, go ahead, Jeff.
And a considerable amount of lemon juice, I would say. Quarter
ounce.
Yeah,
not much of the vinaigrette.
Yeah.
Vinegar, not vinaigrette.
Or vinegar.
Plus, we've reduced it. And, balsamic reduction is like, you'll see that like drizzled on your plate and it's dark black. And it's sort of like...
Eel sauce.
It's bubbled down into a sludge, so it's a concentrated taste. But I think ideally, when we were simmering it, I think a lot of the vinegary sour was supposed to burn off, leaving flavor and not as much sour. But I don't
interesting.
Know. I don't know. I've never done it.
I was looking at a YouTube video of how to reduce something like this, and it's the ingredient or the directions say reduce it by half. So this video had a good idea. You take like a popsicle stick and you put it in when you start boiling and you see where the line goes up, the wet line of the vinegar goes up. And then when you think it's halfway, you do it, flip it over to the other side of the popsicle stick and dip it in. And if it's gone down about half, you're good.
Damn, that's smart.
Yeah. But this is tough because I put it in my pot and there's not much like, I just kind of had to guess on this one because there's not much like, you're not putting that much in. It's only a cup and a half. So it's not deep enough to really gauge it.
Right. I also didn't have a small saucepan. I only had like kind of a, what I would call a medium large pot.
Yeah.
And so I think that might have lent itself to my burn.
Well, sure.
Damn, dude.
I also, I breathed in like kind of looking at it.
Yeah.
And the balsamic like got in my eyes and nose. I was like, oh, it's like mace.
Yeah. It's funny, I like balsamic, but I really don't like apple cider vinegar. For whatever reason, that's like even more putrid to me.
Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned it on here, but like apple cider vinegar, I like it. And I had heard from my mom, it's like, if you can drink it and it's good for you. And so like after a jog, I'll put a little bit of apple cider vinegar into a big glass of water and I'll chug it.
Ugh.
And then yeah, it's a little stanky, but I like it. And then... I started to wonder, like, what is it doing for me? Like, when moms say something's good, I don't know whether that's good for digestion or for my skin or, like, what's it doing for me? So I Googled, like,
for your menses,
drinking apple cider vinegar, expecting to see, like, when you drink apple cider vinegar, it does this for you and it does that. But all the results I saw were like, yeah, you can drink apple cider vinegar, but just try not to have too much. You can have up to a tablespoon. And it was like, it was just telling me I'm not going to be poisoned.
It's like, I don't know why you would, but...
Digestion, right? And like your stomach flora or something like that? I don't know.
Oh, I get, yeah, it must be a digestion because these logs are shooting out of me.
Well, that's enough chit chat, huh? You want to make these?
I love it.
This wasn't chit chat. This was important recipe.
Yeah, this is really good.
Chit chat is before. Good. Chit chat is all before booze news.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay.
You got the intros, chit chat, booze news, history, recipe. Boom. Now we're flying into the first break.
Wow.
Folks, and enjoy the break.
Yeah, live it up during the break. Listen to the commercials and buy the products, please.
Yeah.
One of each. All right. Let's do it, huh?
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
And we're back. Shrubs in hand.
Shrub.
It looks like old oil.
It does look. It looks like the bull shot, doesn't
it? Does.
It looks like a beefy brew.
Oh, yours got your
beige brown.
Yeah, mine's like dark, not black.
Also, me and Jeff have a little bit of a frothy yeah. foam on top. Mike, you look like you got a big glass of soy sauce there.
Am I missing an ingredient? I got
lemon?
Lemon.
Syrup.
Syrup. The rye.
That's it. And shook for 15 seconds.
And, yeah. And
the you shook salt. It on ice?
Yeah.
And you got that?
Gave it a hell of a damn shake.
How did you make your reduction, Mike?
The same way, turn it up and...
turn it up, turn it down.
Up to boiling and then turn it down.
Okay.
I think I over-reduced because I did all my simmering before the podcast and then I just left it sitting room temp on the stove while we were talking. And when I got there to make this drink, my half cup of vinegar had reduced to like barely enough to fill that bar spoon.
Oh, yeah, that's over-reduced.
I could maybe only get like a second round out of this, so I think I've got some real strong
nice
stuff. Oh, you know what? The video I watched, it was suggesting like, you know, pour it into a squeeze bottle because it was saying to use it like at a restaurant, the way they chefs use it. But it was saying like to once it's in the bottle, when you're ready to use it, like put it in like a jug of like warm water or something to loosen it back up.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So maybe that was, because mine was pretty sludgy. I should have done that.
Mine was sludgy. It was like cough syrup.
Yeah.
But I had enough for like, I have a couple more teaspoons left. Not many, but.
Wow.
Well, you got a nice flavorful drink. Also, I made a double because as I was filling up my shaker, I was like, this is going to be.
That's why it's so much. Okay.
Wait, but I made a single and I still got a big fat rocks glass. What's going on here? Something's afoot.
Well, let's do some sips and then.
We need to get universal measuring tools.
We need universal health care.
Don't get, hey, save that for booze news. Here we go.
Zing!
Okay.
You're getting the full force of all that vinegar.
Ooh, it's zippy.
I put a little, I think I went a little extra on the balsamic too, because I really wanted to taste that. But it's a good amount.
It's so funny. Like, normally if something's strong, it's because like one thing is like, ooh, I'm getting a lot of that, but I'm getting a lot of everything. So I think they're in correct measure, but I'm like, that's so much lemon, that's so much vinegar, and that's so much rye. Ouch!
Wow. I'm liking it. It feels balanced to me.
Yeah.
Me too, and it's not. I'm not getting the effect Tim is. Like, this isn't...
He's on the floor.
It's got him. It's got him bad. Make me cough, though. This is interesting.
Yeah, what does it remind me of? It is a little whiskey sourish, but it's
a whiskey,
got that...
Yeah, I mean, it's that the lemoniness of it is very much a whiskey sour. And then the balsamic, it didn't make it all the way to, like, savory, because balsamic vinegar is sweet, you know?
Wow.
What? Maybe, like, I'm not really tasting any, maybe you're not supposed to, but, like, any of the simple syrup. I wonder if that's even necessary.
I think that that's meant to, yeah, take the edge off the lemon and the vinegar.
Those drinks taking the edge off of me.
Keith, my buddy, talked shit about the Trinidad Sour, and it came out that he didn't put enough simple syrup in it.
It came out.
Oh, my God. This fucking guy.
I was so embarrassed for my friend.
Yeah. It's
and tough. You mean to tell me that the Portland, Maine district trusts him with their weather forecast? He's a weather
man. Jeff, this gives you a good reason to fight him again.
Yeah, you know, I know. Keith, your ass is grass, man.
Keith, I run for the hills. You might want to stay up there in the northern part of the country, because Jeff is PO'd. I've never seen him so pissed.
But I told him, you need the syrup for balance.
Yes. We all need a little balance in our lives. Simple syrup does it.
So your drinks are not... I like this. I'm enjoying it. But are yours not like very zippy, zazzy, zesty?
It makes me cough almost every time I drink it.
Yeah, but I've had like... I've had sour-er stuff.
This is like what I imagine like...
A warhead.
Like a Doc Brown's hangover cure wake-up juice.
Yeah. You know what
they gave to soldiers?
The extra ice in the glass is nice because it's cold. Like if this was room temperature, or not room temperature, but the way like a martini can tend to not stay cold, this would be weird to drink.
I like vinegar. I like to drink it. Did you guys ever have, other than the apple cider vinegar in my post-jog water, I think my only other experience is with drinking vinegar is... I think it's just called drinking vinegars. Have you ever had like, there was a restaurant that was big in Portland and then it came to LA called Pock Pock. Did you ever go there?
I've heard of that.
It was a Thai place. And I think the problem was like, it was run by this celebrity chef and it was a white guy who had a Thai place. And I think that could fly in Portland. But then when it came to LA, it's like, we have so many great Thai restaurants already. So it went out of business pretty fast. But, me and our buddy Ben Axelrad went there for lunch one time, and I had specifically heard that they had these like drinking vinegars, and they were non-alcoholic cocktails with vinegar. And I think I told you guys about this meal after, because what was crazy is I drank all this vinegar, and then we ate the food. It's like Thai food, you know, so it was like really spicy wings and really intense flavors. But as me and Ben are kind of like foodies. We like to go and get a whole table full of stuff and go nuts. And as the meal went on, like our favorite thing was the water. Ben was like, have you noticed this water is like really good? And I was like, I have noticed. Is this coconut water? What's going on? And then on our way out.
Oh, I heard about this.
We went to the bartender and we're like, that was the best water. It was just like ice water with cubes. Like, what was the deal with that water? And he was like, come here. And he had a big bucket and he had put something called pandan in the water. And it's these leaves. It's like Thai vanilla, they call it. It's just like these leaves with this very mild flavor, but they had put the leaves in the water, and it's such a mild flavor that you don't even like cognitively notice anything going on. But what was funny was, so we were all excited about this water, and then Ben ordered some of the leaves, and then we were making this water.
I remember making your own pandan water.
And then we loved the pandan water. And then a couple years later, there was a birthday party. Maybe it was like Ben's 40th or something. And I was like, I know what I'm doing. I'm making like 100 gallons of pandan water. So we bought like big Sparklets water coolers. And my kitchen was like full of water, and I marinated the leaves. We like ordered leaves from Thailand. And then, so then at this party, we had these coolers of water, and I was like walking around, like everyone, like, hey, you drinking the water? Can you believe I want this water? And there was like a keg of beer, and everybody just drank the beer, and nobody touched the water.
I remember that.
Did you tell him it was filled with pandan?
I spent the whole party like as a promoter for this water. I was like, you know, it's pandan.
It's a birthday. We're all trying to have fun, and you're promoting leaf water. Oh, Tim.
You know, there's leaves in the water. Not anymore. They were in there. I fished them out.
That's why we're not drinking it. Oh,
you know, I don't know. Like, if I went to a guy and was just like, hey, what's in this water? And he was like, come here. And he pulled me over and he showed me water with a bunch of green leaves in it. I would be like, what the fuck's going on?
It was just in the moment. It was so validating that there was an answer.
Yeah.
It was such a mild flavor. We were like, what the fuck?
Just like seeing like soggy green leaves floating in the water.
It's pandan.
I am a pan fan of this drink.
Yeah. I forget that rye whiskey, or at least the Elijah Craig that you got me, Tim, is 94 proof.
Ooh.
Oh, damn, dude. We're going to be doing a few Technicolor yawns after this.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know what I'm going to suggest? If I had it, I would do it for round two. Cucumber in here.
Cuke.
I could see that. Turn it into a full salad. Why not?
We'll see. Yeah. A lot of these, the mocktail shrubs, they do all sorts of crazy stuff. They'll do, you know, because they just marinate all sorts of, you know, cucumber, rosemary, ginger, berry.
Ginger makes a lot of sense with vinegar. You know what I was just thinking? Ginger. If you can reduce balsamic vinegar, mm-hmm. can I reduce pickle juice and make a nice little sludge of dill?
Mm.
A pickle reduction.
Can you reduce pickle juice?
And then I'll put it on my vodka on the rocks and I'll be a little dill boy.
And then you make that reduced pickle juice. And hey, reduce or not, you should make pickle juice ice cubes.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah. Listeners can't see this, but Hanford is sitting there so pleased with himself over this.
That's
idea.
A good idea. I wish the listeners could see me.
Sat back like, what do you think of that, huh?
Well, I'm done for the night.
That's my
I think that would be a good idea.
I think you're right.
Yeah, what else can you reduce? I would reduce orange juice. I'd reduce the whole everything.
You can reduce a fraction. I used to do it back in high school.
High school.
Last day of 12th grade.
Tim, we can all graduate if you reduce this
one
fraction.
One over two.
Wait, that's already reduced.
Okay, two over four. I don't know.
Yes, yes.
Ooh,
I'm not a Zimmerologist.
Oh. You know what this... it's interesting, this drink.
This drink makes you kind of want to do a silly walk, Monty Python.
Yeah. Ooh, very nice. The ice cubes are like the melting... It's taken away all the fun flavor from the beginning. This is one where I don't like the ice cubes.
Oh, that's... Mike, that's a scathing counterpoint to my favorite way to drink a cocktail.
I know.
So, Mike, you would like your New York shrubs served up.
Up, up, up. But stay cold, cold. Maybe I've got a bunch of little cubes. Maybe I need a big cube so there's less surface area.
There you go.
I'm in a perfect meltiness right now, or I'll say right now I've got myself just a delicious, delicious whiskey sour with the aftertaste of salad.
Yeah, with suddenly salad. I'm going to put a little more vinaigrette next time. I'm really gonna push it.
Salad.
I'm gonna find the line, you know.
Yeah, push your limits. Yeah.
Well, you'll be dabbling in Zimmerology soon enough.
In no time, yes.
I'm done with mine.
Should we do a round two? Or is it time?
Yeah, dude.
Sure, if you're into it.
I just wanted to ask you guys, why is that penguin standing? What's that penguin doing on your telly?
Yes, the dead parrot sketch, right? Is that what that is?
No, it's a penguin. Wait.
Penguin?
Yeah, there's a penguin on the telly.
Do they have a dead penguin sketch?
No, he's not dead. He's alive. He's standing, they say.
Well, yeah, after the dead parrot sketch, they would do the living penguin sketch. They could never top that dead parrot, so they tried everything they could.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, there was a Monty Python thing we used to quote all the time from the bishop. Well, remember that? It was like,
yeah, it was like, don't do it, Vic.
Don't do it, Vic. Oh, yeah, because it was like anytime the vicar said a blessing, he would explode. And Terry Jones was always too late. He'd be like, don't do it. We're too late. Funny show.
Funny show. They should call it Funny Python.
Yeah. Now, a few weeks ago during the Bellini, we talked about Kids in the Hall. And now during the Shrub, we're talking about Monty Python. Are we going to try to do are we going to do Human Giant next week? Or are we going to get to all of them? Because I need to know.
I need to know
right now.
Well, you guys know me. I think I do a good Tom Petty impression. Other people think not.
I think it's good.
See, in my head right there, it sounded exactly like Tom Petty. Well, that was also the same thing with my Tony Soprano, and look at me now.
Mike, you've got a Tom Petty look and vibe, too. You should make a viral video where you do the character.
Yeah, I'll do the Tom Petty character. Good.
And then at the end, just be like, a little shout out to Tim for telling me to do this after all.
To do this, man.
That's good. You got to do that on Fallon.
Don't do me like
that. Let's get off to round two.
Yeah. Okay, folks, we're headed off to round two.
Yeah, sit back and relax, enjoy your drink, and enjoy, if you're not drinking, just enjoy the commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, try and enjoy the commercials.
See you over again.
See you after the break.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back with our final thoughts on the New York Shrub.
Order again, round two. I like stanky drinks and I like, savory drinks. And I'm opening up my heart to rye whiskey. I used to be a bourbon guy, and now that spice is nice.
Mm-hmm. I used to be a bourbon guy. Yeah, this is an order again for me. I'm excited to go out and say, I'll have a New York Shrub. Whoa, this guy's cool. You said, Jeff, this was invented in 2010.
Yeah, the New York Shrub.
By Jana Wolfson at Peel's.
But the idea of a shrub was also in the 2010s?
No, the idea of a shrub was colonial times.
Okay.
The American idea of the shrub. The British is even before that and has more to do with the preserving of the berries. Mm. You can go down a rabbit hole if you want to look into shrubs.
I think I just did with you.
Well, for me, it's an order again and again and again.
10 or 20 in a night.
I made this one extra savory, and I suggest you do the same at home.
It's an exciting drink. Interesting. It's new.
The only downside, I guess, is that I would feel weird going into any bar and being like, New York shrub, please.
No, you got to go to Peel's.
They're not going
to
know. Yeah, you got to go to Peel's.
What?
I don't think you could order this really anywhere, but you can make it, or you could go to Peel's.
Any cocktail bar, I think, would know what you're talking about.
You could tell them if they
like balsamic reduction. It's not like, you know, a lot of places don't necessarily do pickleback shots, but when you say it, they go grab some pickle juice from the kitchen.
Right.
Balsamic vinegar is in every restaurant, but trying to get them to simmer it down for 10 minutes is
okay.
Sim it down now.
Yeah.
That's a good question, though, because I almost grabbed balsamic vinaigrette, just like Newman's Own or whatever, at the grocery store today. Do you think there's a poor man's version where you use just easy salad dressing?
Ooh. Well, not salad dressing, because that Newman's is going to have like olive oil in it and stuff. But I bet.
Greasy drink.
if you poke around. Hey, wait a second. That reminds me.
What if you want to keep things kind of greasy?
Neil Campbell told me that he's been noticing. He was at two different cocktail bars recently and noticed olive oil as ingredients in some of the posh cocktails.
He texted that to us, didn't he?
Now you don't mean Popeye's girlfriend. You mean the actual oil from the olive.
I'll double check with Neil. He could have been Popeye's girlfriend. And sometimes Bluto's love interest as well.
When Popeye's getting cucked.
I bet if you're in the vinegar aisle at Albertsons, you poke around, maybe you can find a little can of reduction, then it's already been boiled down.
Ooh.
Hey, if you do, you had better luck than I did today.
Great. Well, hey.
That's the shrub.
That's the shrub. And not just any shrub, though, right, guys? What type of shrub was this?
New York shrub.
Oh, and speaking of that, are you ready for the New York quiz? Welcome to New York.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
Yes, I okay. composed I composed and produced that theme song for this.
Oh, my God.
Who did you get to do the vocals?
That was me. So are you guys ready to have your wits challenged about a certain Empire State city?
Well, I'm in an Empire State of Mind.
Tim, I just had a strong double. I am ready to answer questions.
Now, this is a city where Hanford dwells, and Jeff actively chose to not go there with us but weeks ago.
Yeah.
I just can't.
I can't do anything, actually.
I can't do anything. I can't have fun.
Do they have a video game there? Yeah, probably.
I told you all that stuff in confidence. How dare you spit it back to me word for word on the pod?
Okay, I'm about to grill you with some New York trivia. So here we go. Question. You don't have to buzz in. You don't have to say your name. You just blurt.
Shout it.
Well, in October 2014, we all went out to New York, didn't we? All together, yes? And you might recall... Yes. You might recall that we stayed at this rather posh
Ace Hotel.
Hotel in Midtown Manhattan, where we dined at the lobby restaurant run by none other than Chef Gordon Ramsay. Posh Hotel, Midtown Manhattan, currently defunct hotel.
Currently defunct. Well. Defunct hotels. Now, what do hotels are defunct? Did we see Kate Upton in front?
Yes.
Walking in?
Yes.
Buchanan? No.
I'll give you a hint.
The Drake.
Here's the thing.
The Mallard.
Think about the chef of the restaurant and what type of place is he from? And why did Tim say rather posh?
Oh, British. The Englishman. The London
yes!
Hotel.
Oh, the fuck. London.
The fuck. London. I forgot about that. That was a nice hotel. Hey, good enough for us and Kate Upton.
There you go. I got to keep track here. That was Mike, one for Mike.
When you say 2014, you mean for the Birthday Boy season two.
Yes, we were doing press and we were given a little per diem and we spent it all over at Gordon Ramsay's. And yeah, I forgot about Kate Upton and it was rather a fancy affair. But question number two.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Yeah.
In October 2013.
I'm not we good with all the dates. I can't go this far back. Go ahead.
We went to New York and we stayed at this hip
Ace.
Hipster.
Ace, God damn it, fuck.
Yes, there you go. We dined at the Breslin and the John Dory Oyster Bar and we pepped up at Stumptown Coffee, didn't we?
Yeah, that was a nuts that like we were given a lot of money, like per diem, to use at that specific restaurant.
I remember that's the best thing with the per diem was we were out and about and partying. And I didn't use my hotel credit at all. And then on the last night, I was like, shit, I got $600 to spend at this restaurant.
Oh,
so
shit.
I was just like ordering like lamb shanks left and right.
That was crazy. That how did that come our way?
Oh, you know what? I think at the Ace, I took a bathrobe.
Oh.
Like, you know, like at the Ace, it's like, hey, if you like this fancy shampoo, you can get it in the lobby. Hey, if you like this, you can keep one. And I said, hey, I'll take one of those bathrobes.
I'll tell you, I took a bath on the financials of that trip.
Oh, yeah,
I
bet you did.
I couldn't get in the bath. The damn bathroom was so small.
Okay, question three. In June 2008.
Oh, Tim.
We all went to New York, didn't we?
Yeah, oh, yeah, we...
And you may recall we stayed at this cheapy, cheapy hotel near the Empire State Building.
Like right above Radisson.
Who? What, Mike, what'd you say? Yes, La Quinta! Michael, there's a little hotelier over there. Couple blocks from MSG, the place where Jeff didn't want to see fish.
Okay. But he will be there in April. He guarantees
April 2022. Now, Tim, quick question before you keep going down deeper and deeper down memory lane. Did you look at your emails at all to figure out where we were, or is this just off the dome?
I looked up the emails because I wanted to know the months, October, and June.
Okay, great. So unfair to expect your friends to remember. Okay, keep going.
Well, there were other hints in there. Okay. Well... In 1992.
Do they all have to start with, well?
I mean, it is a quiz.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, in 1992, Kevin McAllister went to New York, didn't he? Well,
yeah, he sure did.
He stayed at this Central Park adjacent hotel where he was waited upon. Yes, the Plaza.
God damn it, Michael.
Rob Schneider waited on him.
Yes, and
he bumped into a buffoon in the lobby.
Okay, so you said Rob Schneider and a buffoon. The rest of my question
can
was...
Can we get a bonus point for what color the buffoon's hair was?
Yeah.
Orange.
Okay, side point for Jeff. Mike, you have
yes,
four.
Yes, thank God, fucking A.
Jeff, you have one.
That's a full side point?
Yeah. But we haven't talked about the exchange rate just yet.
Do people make fun of him because his hair is orange or is his skin is orange?
Well, both technically.
My question, I didn't get to finish it, but I was going to say that Kevin was waited on by the Richmeister and saw a certain Cheeto man in the lobby. So we have covered all the same
Cheeto
details
man.
There.
Yes, yes.
Mm-mm. Okay. Mike, you got 4 points. Jeff, you have one side.
Commander in carrot. Okay.
Stop it. Okay, next question. Hey, don't separate the art from the artist. Pedo filmmaker Woody Allen played clarinet at this hotel's cafe for over two decades.
The Carlisle.
Yes, Michael.
God damn it.
Hanford.
How do you know this stuff?
It's also the hotel from the Bill Murray Christmas special.
I didn't think I knew all this either.
I know.
Well, Bemelman's Bar is a famous lounge down there.
Yeah, that's been suggested to me.
It's fantastic. Okay. Home stretch here. Well.
Are they all hotels?
I won't say.
Go ahead.
This legendary Bohemian Hotel is where Nancy of Sid and Nancy died and where writer Dylan Thomas died. Plus, 2001 A Space Odyssey was written there. Plus, it was in songs by folky strummers Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen. And it was just a few blocks from the old UCB theater. And if you want a hint, think about that old UCB theater. What part of town
Chelsea.
Is that? It's the Chelsea Hotel. Very nice, Jefferson. Catching up.
Woo. The 2001 was written there?
Yeah.
Was that your...
The novel, I believe.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Now, before we get to the final question, Mike has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. Jeff, you have 1 plus 1 side point.
Right, right.
So
I'm really hoping for a good exchange rate on those side points.
Yeah, do you want to move that side point into your points bank right now, or what do you?
Well, is a side point worth like 10 points?
No, here's the thing. Side point is only worth 1 point.
Oh, okay.
But you are allowed to quadruple boost it if you want. In order to make it worth 4 points overall, but that's only if you...
Jeff, that's a pretty good move.
And what's this current score right now? Just normal points?
Mike has 5, you have 1.
1 and a side point. So if I know if I, you know, I take the side point and turn it into a point, but then if I quadruple boost, then we'd be tied.
Right. If
ooh.
You used the side point and also chose to quadruple
I'm going to flip a coin for it. Hold on a second. Make sure.
Yeah,
while Jeff is finding the coin, because we've run into this before, you know, if you don't ask, do I have any boosting power in my points?
Mike, if you wanted to, you could demote one of your points.
I could. I could. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Ready? Here we go. It's tails.
Well, what is
I've
that?
Decided that means I'm going to quadruple it.
Oh, God. Thanks. This is crazy, man. So let me do the math here. 1 point plus. Then he added a side point as an exchange rate of just only 1. But then quadruple boosted. We've got a tie game.
I'm glad, Jeff, that you actually did get a coin. You left it and said tails means it's
Yeah.
You were off your headphones there, Jeff. But I have the option to demote one of my points. Because I asked if there's anything I could do with my points.
Oh,
I would.
Mike, you should.
No, I'm going to waive that because I like the tied position we're in now. Because I want to.
Right, that's better for you. So you're waiving the right to demote.
See, because Mike, I wish I was you. I wish I had the option to maybe demote some of my points.
Yeah, mm-hmm. My points are staying in my point bank.
That's actually really cool that you have that option. Just saying.
It is cool. It's one of the best parts of the game.
Okay, the final question. This one's for all the shrubs. Well, speaking of New York hotels, Mike Hanford once recorded an episode of the Sloppy Boys podcast from a Brooklyn hotel room. My question to you is, what was the drink of that week?
Tim, that was the Long Island iced tea.
The Long Island iced tea. I recalled it because Gabrus made fun of the wall behind you.
Oh yeah, it was a rough place. It was like,
didn't somebody come to your door?
Like, somebody, yeah. While we were recording, the front desk person just like opened the door. I was like, oh, I'm in here. She's like, oh yeah, okay, sorry. And I was like, is everything okay? She's like, everything's fine.
Like, oh, so why are you entering my room unannounced?
She was hoping to get a peek.
And then in the morning, I heard a couple screaming at each other in another room.
I love the Sloppy Boys. No, I love the podcast. I like the albums.
I love you.
The winner is Michael Hanford. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm glad to know. I know a lot about hotels. I didn't know it.
Hey, Mike, you put up a good fight.
Yeah.
And you won because of it.
At the end, it got pretty nail-bitey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Mike, as your gift, this one's going out to you. I'm going to play the quiz theme song for you one more time. Goes out to Mike Hanford. Hit it.
Thank you. Welcome to New York. It's been waiting for you.
York.
says York right there at the end.
Yeah.
And then there's, it sounds like, what's that little ring-a-ding-ding sound? Is that like a train?
It's like a slot machine, like you're winning.
Okay.
The ring-a-ding-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding, yeah.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Well, it was a good episode, wasn't it? We didn't all win every quiz, but...
No, I guess we all didn't. No.
But we had a couple good sips.
Yeah, that's true.
Good sips from a good drink recommended by a friend of the pod. That's nice to, that's a good episode.
Thank you, Brett. This was great. This was a good recommendation.
Yeah, this was great. What a now crazy new tier of cocktails out there.
And you know, it kind of raises the bar if you're going to if you're a friend of ours and you want to open your big mouth and recommend a drink to the pod, it better be good.
Yeah.
Real good.
High stakes.
Yeah.
Pie and steaks.
And Mike, you got to get out to Peel's and have the real thing.
I will. I'm going to see if they're still open. I mean, not tonight.
I'll see if you can make it out there tonight. It would mean a lot to me.
Well, that's our show. Be sure to follow the Sloppy Boys on social media, at the Sloppy Boys, and we're going to release these episodes ahead of time. So you can drink along or not. That's up to you. Check out our Patreon, that's patreon.com/thesloppyboys, and you can listen to our bonus episode, that's The Sloppy Boys Blowout.
Jeff, this might be the shrubbery talking, but I think you said we release the episodes ahead of time.
What?
We release the recipes ahead of time?
I said what?
Maybe, this could be the shrubbery, maybe I heard it wrong.
You got vinegar brain, huh?
I think at this point, the listener knows the recipes are put out ahead of time.
Well, I hope so, because, but I know this, if we're going to take people to task, the freeloaders here on the main, we got a lot more listeners than we do followers on social media. Mm-hmm. It'd be nice if, some of you guys, maybe, I don't have an Instagram. Why don't you start one?
Start one, or just go to your browser and type in www.instagram.com/thesloppyboys, because wouldn't you agree, we're more than, the podcast is just one facet, but if you're following the accounts, we're fun guys. There's stuff going, there's inside jokes from the Twitter and the Instagram that don't make it on the pod. It's a whole world. You get on the Discord, and then this is like your own private Reddit just for you to talk about the Sloppy Boys. We're in there mixing it up. Hell, I'm on there all the time. That's where I get my booze news from. People give it to me.
And if you want to do an Instagram or Twitter, don't worry about that. Join Patreon. That's where all the fun.
Oh yeah, Patreon. That's where we
started. Instagram, not a big deal to me. You being on the Patreon is a big deal to me.
And yeah, you could be a slop head, or you could pay more and be a big money hustler. But if you give $100 a month, you can be a pay pig. And we're still waiting for our first pay pig.
That first pay pig is gonna. A whole episode will be dedicated to that person. We'll have
we should.
Absolutely.
Well, hold on. No, well, they're supposed to get off on the paying, not the perks. Remember?
Oh, yeah. No, we can't.
But the first pay pig.
Yeah, they're going to get really turned off. It's going to hurt their arousal if we give them anything.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we'll see you next week.
Later.
Knee.
Yeah.
Hey, good one, Mike.
We did it.
Goodbye.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of Doctor Strange.